Read all the stories about BYU sports no one else has heard. Go to KSLSports.com for exclusive columns by BYU insider Mitch Harper. That's KSLSports.com.
Welcome back in to First and 12, your weekly check-in on Big 12 football and BYU football right here on your legacy home of the Cougars, KSL News Radio, and the KSL Sports Zone. If you miss any part of the show, you can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast or KSLSports.com. Matt Biamonte, host of Cougar Sports Saturday and Cougar Nation. He is joining me today in replace of Alex Keery. Matt, we got to get to this BYU game against Oklahoma. The Cougars fall to OU 31-24, just as we all predicted, right? BYU had a valiant effort, but it wasn't enough. Your feelings, your takeaways from this game one day later after the Cougs fall for the fourth consecutive week.
My goodness. One day later, Mitch, this feels like, and this might be just being a victim of the moment, but it feels like the most painful BYU loss since, I don't know, 2018 against Utah.
Whoa.
I just feel like this game was given away because of the turnovers. And the more I think about it, the harder it gets because it's 17 all at halftime. BYU runs down the field in the mid-third quarter. They're down to the two-yard line. They're going fast. They're in the gun. RPO, I mean, sort of. It never really looked like it was going to be a handoff. I'm sure you've rewatched the play a couple times. It wasn't like the ball was in the gut of Robbins and pulled. Look, Kalani said it was an RPO. We have no reason to doubt that it was, but it was clear that Jake Retzlaff was always going to throw that football. And he throws the interception, and that changed the game on multiple levels. Number one, it stole the momentum. You and I were sitting next to each other in the press box. It was shocking. Like, the way you described it in our post-game video, just one of the most devastating turnarounds. It really felt that way. The highs, like, you really felt BYU was running the ball at will. They were going to take the lead. They were going to be in control. LES was buzzing. You felt like, this is going to happen. They have a true freshman quarterback over there, and that's the part that stings the most, is Jeff Lebby, Oklahoma's offensive coordinator. He had no intention of letting Jackson Arnold do anything, and he would have had to if BYU goes up 24-17. You could not have just been ultra-conservative, run the football. They were not going to win that way. And I don't think they were going to win at all because I don't think Jackson Arnold was ready for the moment. I don't think he was prepared. But that interception let Oklahoma off the hook, and I don't think BYU is getting to a bowl game, and it really comes down to this, Mitch. That interception by Jake Retzlaff cost BYU a chance to go to the bowl.
Well said. I can't argue with that because that moment swung everything for BYU. I think they win that game, Matt, if they punch that in with Aiden Robbins on the ground.
Too.
I think they win the ball game because you're right. I think Jackson Arnold, he looked rattled. BYU's defense got to him on the previous possession. Tyler Batty had a quarterback hurry. BYU was generating pressure on him. They couldn't get to Dylan Gabriel much, but they were having success on Arnold. And I just feel that that would have had LES just rocking to the max. It was a, you know, pretty good sizable crowd of Oklahoma fans. Well done, Sooner Nation, showing up to Provo. It was great turnout from OU, but BYU fans would have been in a frenzy, and it's just unfortunate. And you're right, this is such a missed opportunity because you're not getting Oklahoma again. I know that some of the Oklahoma media members that made the trip, they were telling me that they told Joe Castiglione, the athletic director at OU, hey, come on, you got to get another series with BYU, a home and home. Look, I'd love that. You and I would love that. But let's be real. We know how these ADs work. They're not going to do something that's out of their comfort zone and maybe not needed. Hopefully these ADs understand that these sort of matchups were cool. But what I take away too is that BYU was the better team on Saturday. And Oklahoma, man, I'm telling you, you're going into the deep end next year in the SEC. You're staring down a world where you might be the next Tennessee, and you're just, you know, every 20 years, maybe you have a special year. But other than that, it's a bunch of 7 and 8 win seasons because that OU team today, or yesterday, excuse me, They struggled mightily. No team has allowed BYU's ground attack to come alive. Not Sam Houston, not Southern Utah. No one except the mighty Oklahoma Sooners. BYU squandered an amazing opportunity. And Jake Retzlaff, Matt, I feel like the pros to him at quarterback, he opened up that ground attack. You can't ignore that. But those mistakes, those turnovers, not only the pick, but the fumble after the big punt return from Parker Kingston, they were devastating for this BYU team.
And they were devastating last week. That's the thing. In his debut against West Virginia, he did so many things well. He was running the football. He was decisive. He did not turn the ball over. But for 2 weeks in a row, he's had bad turnovers. Like, BYU fans were getting all over Keaton Slovis for some bad picks early in the year. These turnovers from Jake are way worse than those. And they have completely changed the outcome of some football games. And here's another thing, too, Mitch. Jake Retzlaff had an opportunity to cement himself as next year's starting quarterback. He did. He absolutely did. He went over Oklahoma, would have done that. Now you say, okay, there's stuff there, but we got to bring someone in. There's got to be a battle, and Jake's going to be a part of it because there's enough good there.
Yes.
You don't just say you're not the guy. There could very well be something there, but his mistakes go against everything Aaron Roderick has talked about for 4 years. I swear that whenever he gets asked, what's your brand of football? What's your identity? Taking care of the football. And you have bone-crushing, back-breaking turnovers. That one 2 weeks ago has, like, sort of been swept under the rug, Mitch. First freaking play of the game. You have the underneath to Isaac Rex. You throw a pick. You're down 7-0. Instantly changes the football game out of the get-go. You can't have that. And that interception didn't lose them the game against Iowa State, but this one against Oklahoma did.
Jake Retzlaff finished 15 of 26, 173 yards, 2 touchdowns. The INT that went for 100 yards, pick six. You don't see that every day where it goes 100 yards, 58% completion rate, 131 QBR. Where does BYU go from here? Do they go back to Keaton Slovis? I feel like, Matt, that BYU is going to roll with Retzlaff again because of the ground game. If they're going to keep up with Ollie Gordon and Oklahoma State next week, they got to keep that guy off the field, and that's by having an effective ground attack. So despite all these mistakes and protecting the program, which is the ball, I think they're running it back with him.
You probably have to because of the run game element.
Yeah.
And look, he did a lot of nice things. There were several plays that he made with his legs that turned into good passes. So it's not all bad with Jake. It's just, look, football games often come down to 3, 4, or 5 plays. And Jake Retzlaff made, look, and it wasn't just the pick. They bounced back from that. They tied at 24. It's 3rd and 4. This isn't 3rd and 13 and you're expecting some crazy blitz and they're going to, it's 3rd and 4, Mitch. You've got to understand the situation. Like, that was the most frustrating part today is I don't feel like Jake, the IQ was enough. It wasn't high enough today. 3rd and 4, it's tied up. You can't take a strip sack. You cannot do it. You can't be loose with the football. Like, both of those turnovers were inexcusable in costing the football game, and it's tough, but if he is going to unlock the run game, that's the only fighting chance you have to beat Oklahoma State next week.
Oklahoma linebacker who got that strip sack, Danny Stutzman, he was on an IV, according to Brent Venables, who was dealing with the flu. There are some Oklahoma players that seem sick, but low energy from that Sooner team. And BYU had the energy, and they just squandered an amazing opportunity. 1st and 12 brought to you by Macy's Grocery Store. Get the freshest fruits and vegetables from local farms and your favorite local brands. Macy's, happy shopping. Taking the time out, you'll hear from head coach Kalani Sitake next, right here on 1st and 12, powered by KSL Sports.